Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Joe to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Thank you for being with us today. Truly an honor. We will get to the Bryce Harper trade stuff in a moment, but we open up the show talking about the request to open your heart and give the Sixers one last chance. Joel deserves it. He's earned it. One more chance. What are you going to do? Be mad about the Sixers all year? What are you going to do? If he's playing well, be mad about it? 215-592-9494. Yes, Chuck in Mount Airy. You're on WIP. What's up, Chuck?
Hey, you guys are a gluttony for punishment, aren't you?
Well,
hey, listen. I'm going to tell you like this, right?
We're real fans.
No, that's not being a real fan. You know, let me explain something to you. First of all, let me address the elephant in the room, right? Here's the thing, Yoshi, for you to call up here and act like you're so excited, you know what I mean, to watch somebody who's been in the league since 2014 start a season in 2025 that's done nothing to been injured and has not shown up in the biggest of moments. It's just sickening to me, Yoshi. So, I mean, it makes you want to throw up, man. And, you know, I ain't going to call you. You know, I can't take the gun out of your hand. If you want to commit suicide, then go ahead and do your thing. But, you know, I just don't think this year is about him. You know what I'm saying? And that's just that. You know, and Spike, here's the thing. I'm not scared to talk to you about Joel Embiid or none of that. I'm going to come right at you.
Ooh.
He's a loser. You know what I'm saying? Simple as that. And he's always have been. And I'm going to tell you this. He won't make it past Christmas. I'm willing to bet you $200.
Oh, boy. That's bold. So what you're going to bet, Chuck, is that the guy who has been injured a bunch of times is also going to get injured. Where do you put all that brain, Chuck? I'm surprised you can fit it all in your head.
Well, I mean, I know, you know, you're a loser like him in life, so that's why you're going to be
I'm a loser, but you're calling my...
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's why you...
Remember who's calling whose show when we're calling people a loser.
Matter. Your show would be nothing. This show was something before you came here. I keep telling you that.
Yeah.
You're not the driving force of this show.
Well, but who put the show together?
You're not, okay? And let me tell you something about Joel Embiid.
Yeah.
The guy won't make it past Christmas,
okay.
And this year is not about him.
Oh, it's predicting an injury. You're so bold.
It's about Tyrese Maxey.
You're so bold.
It's about the young guys, McCain. Let me get to your sixth call. And if Nick Nurse is smart, he wouldn't run this offense through Joel Embiid. Nobody wants to see a slow-ass, methodical offense with a 7'2" trunk in the middle of it. You know what I'm saying? I want to see the young guys up and down the court. That's how the NBA is ran these days. Nobody wants to see the slow guy but you.
Well,
okay, so let's stop playing the
I mean, Nikola Jokic has won three MVPs and a championship. He's pretty slow. He's pretty slow. He's pretty slow, though. He's pretty slow.
Jokic's a better, much skilled player. Jokic has a lot more to his game than Joel Embiid.
He's a better passer. That's about it.
He can pass.
He's a better passer. That's it.
He can handle the ball better than Joel.
He's a better passer.
He can handle the ball better than Joel.
He's a better passer.
And he's a better basketball player, period, than Joel. So he can stop the Jokic. And the thing about it is, right, the MVP that he won, he should have never won that MVP.
Okay.
It should have been handed to Jokic.
Let's say he didn't win the MVP. Let's say he didn't.
Complained about it.
Chuck.
It's like he called
Chuck,
out
let's say he didn't.
The playoff series
Chuck.
When he could have been a champion. He's a loser.
Let's say
That's
he didn't win MVP. Let's...
And you're a loser for cheering for a loser like
okay.
him. And this is going to be a long season because I'm continuing to call up the show, and I'm going to get in your ass about him
Ooh.
Because I'm tired of you making it about
That
him.
Sounds dirty.
It's about the 76ers. I'm going to sit here tonight. I'm going to watch the 76ers play. because he,
you know what, you're not allowed to watch. You're not allowed to watch. You're not allowed to watch. Because you know what? Here's the truth. Here's the truth, Chuck. Chuck. You can yell all you want. I'll put you on hold. You can yell all you want. Here's the biggest truth about Chuck, because I've seen the truth about Chuck. If there is a good Sixers team and Joel Embiid is playing great, the guy who will act like he's Superman Sixers fan, the biggest Joel Embiid guy in the world, will be Chuck. Because when Joel Embiid scored 50 points in the playoffs against the Knicks, who was our first caller talking about how great he was? Chuck. And so who was the biggest hater of Jalen Hurts until he won the Super Bowl? Chuck. So the truth is, Chuck, is that you will call up loser. He's going to get hurt. Of course he's probably going to get hurt. The truth is that he doesn't have any control over whether he gets hurt. He has control over what shape he comes into, what attitude he brings. All that is positive. If you want to be negative when everybody else is being positive, you are welcome to do it. But the only thing you're not welcome to do, you're not welcome to watch the team. Because you're not welcome to. You're not. I'm going to talk to NBC Sports Philadelphia, ESPN, Amazon, whoever the hell carries games this year, and you're not allowed to watch the Sixers with that kind of attitude. If you're going to name call me little man, just realize I can name call you too. This is not about name calling.
You can call me little man all you want, but you ain't got the repertoire I got in my system and what I've been through in my life.
You must be at least this tall to ride this ride.
I will destroy you. Okay. Like every bone in your body. I've seen you. Don't
play
with me. Okay.
All right. All right.
But listen, here's the thing. Yeah. It ain't about that. What I'm saying to you is I will watch the Sixers tonight.
Nope, you're not allowed.
In the 2001 76ers, but you want to open your heart.
They didn't win anything. They didn't win anything. Allen Iverson has won as many championships as Joel Embiid.
He never got to the second round. That's the guy you've been.
Allen Iverson has won as many championships as Joel Embiid. He's won as many MVPs as Joel Embiid. Let's be honest about it, Chuck.
He didn't have to campaign for his MVP.
Yeah, he didn't. You're right. You're right.
He was the unanimous MVP, and he played against Shaq and Kobe, two of the greatest players to ever play in basketball. He lost to Embiid.
And he lost.
Trae Young. He lost to Trae Young. He used to guys like that. And
okay.
The guy you want to big up?
All right.
Jalen Brunson.
All right. All right. I just know, Chuck, and God bless you and your family. I just know that Chuck will be first on the list celebrating them when they win. I've seen it happen. And that's the thing about that. That's allowed me to sort of internalize Chuck.
Yeah.
Is that I've seen it. I've seen it happen with Chuck. When Jimmy Rollins was talking about Philadelphia fans, he was talking about Chuck. And what I respect about Chuck is that he's passionate. Mm-hmm. I respect how he feels, all those things. Mm-hmm. But when Jimmy Rollins said that when we're winning, you are our biggest supporters, and when you're losing, they're against us. He was talking about Chuck. Mm-hmm. And what it takes is, you know, Chuck does not have the intestinal fortitude, the morals, to be in the right place on Joel Embiid right now. And it's okay. The last thing on Chuck.
Yeah.
What really is happening with Chuck is Chuck wants to be right on Joel. He wants to be correct.
Yeah.
And that's why he's cheering for him to get hurt, which is what he's doing, because he wants to be right that he's going to get hurt. If you were to give, I remember asking my dad this. I said, if you had a choice, you could be right about Joel or you could be wrong and they could win a championship. What would you rather have? Mm-hmm. And he wouldn't answer, because the truth was, he'd rather be right than the Sixers win a championship with Joel. Right. And I think that's where Chuck is right now. It's an unfortunate place.
Well, here's the thing I don't think is going to happen.
What?
He's not going to change his mind about Joel Embiid.
He will.
No, he's not.
He already did. I saw it happen.
Yeah, but that was...
Things change.
Yeah, things have changed since then.
So what's he going to do? Not celebrate when the Sixers
win? He'll cheer for the Sixers.
Yeah.
He'll cheer for the Sixers. You and he, you know, his feet is planted now with the MB thing.
And I understand it. Someone who's dealing that with the football team.
You know what I didn't appreciate about Chuck? Is Chuck can call Joel Embiid a loser all he wants.
Yeah.
Wait, you call me a loser? Over and over
again. You're winning, brother.
That's a little.
You're winning.
I just think it's disrespectful.
Yeah.
And I could barely hear him from how low the voice is coming from. So.
Well.
All right. So. Let's move on to another star.
Yes.
Let's get rid of all of them.
Yep.
There's another one coming.
AJ. Embiid.
AJ. Embiid, yep.
3 days in a row.
It's a great offseason.
Oh, it's going to be exciting. So, all right. So, quick just recap of the Bryce situation. Mm-hmm. Phillies lose. Dave Dombrowski does his... No, actually, before Dave Dombrowski did his final press conference, Devin was on the air with us. Devin Caney, Scoops Caney, was on the air with the Midday Show and said that, you know, Ruben Amaro had told her that the Phillies may get rid of some big contracts and that the idea of getting rid of Bryce Harper is not out of the question. And everybody sort of freaked out and said, oh, she's crazy, blah, 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 blah. So then Dave Dombrowski does his year-end press conference and says something we all found pretty shocking that was true, but was weird to hear the general manager say, mm-hmm. was that, you know, Bryce, we have to see whether Bryce can ever be a lead again, which was stunning to hear. Yeah. Right. So then Joel Sherman, Daily News or New York Post? I can't remember.
Post.
New York Post. Well,
and then Boris said yesterday.
Like, oh, yes. Right. Then Scott Boras was interviewed and said something to the effect of Bryce Harper's already elite. Basically said, gave out a bunch of stats, said, so the elite versus not elite thing seems to be a conversation that's happening between Scott Boras and Dave Dombrowski.
Right.
It does feel, in my opinion, extension related. So then Joel Sherman of The Post was on a podcast yesterday, and Joel Sherman said this.
Clearly, Dombrowski's comments, Dombrowski's been around way too long to have said that without having some meaning behind
That's
it.
That's what I thought, too.
I continue to wonder if the meaning is the player is unhappy with his contract, and this was a kind of side glance back at, you know, I could take some shots here, too, you know, if you'd like me to do that. Why don't we both settle down? I mean, I don't know. Like, I that's pure speculation. Mm-hmm. But would I be 100% shocked if Bryce Harper got traded this offseason? No.
Now, that is, we're in a stunning place. Mm-hmm. Not because him getting traded is imminent. I think it's more likely than not that he doesn't get traded. But if you had asked us all 3 weeks ago, is it even on the table? I think we would have all said no.
Right.
And clearly, there's something going on there.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just, it is strange.
Well, here's what I'll say, and I hope Dave Dombrowski knows what he's doing. I hope he knows what he's doing. Right? Like, 'cause, mm-hmm. listen, it's easy to get the Bryce Harper haters to speak up right now, immediately following the season.
Mm-hmm.
But when Bryce Harper isn't here anymore, I want to see who all is running down to the ballpark. You're not re-signing Schwarber? Trey Turner's going to be the face of the franchise?
Well,
what I'm saying is that you stir up a hornet's nest by putting this out in the public.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how Bryce Harper is reacting to this, and because this conversation isn't going away. So the more a player hears from this fan base, that vocal minority that may be upset with Bryce, and I'm even hearing, and this is where navigating this offseason talking about Bryce is going to be different, because there are people who don't like to hear Jalen criticized.
Yes.
And he's one that feel like Bryce Harper gets a pass.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to get even harsher criticism on Bryce Harper right now.
Absolutely.
Because of that. My point in saying that is, as a star player hearing that and feeling as if his organization has put him out here to be skewered, he may want to demand a trade, or he may not be happy being here anymore. And now John Middleton has to worry about, how are you putting butts in the seat? You're going to run Bryce Harper out of town? Where's your next star player at? Who's the guy that's drawing everybody to buy season tickets, merchandise? You don't want to pay Kyle Schwarber, right? Like, who's the star? Who's going to be the guy that be the face of the Phillies? You fought your way to get into this position in this town, squarely behind the Eagles as the second most important sports entity in this town. When you went a decade without making the playoffs, you know who brought that back? John Middleton and Bryce Harper. John Middleton's checkbook and Bryce Harper as the player that encouraged other guys to come here. They got other guys to come here. So that's why I didn't like hearing that stuff. I understand all is fair in negotiating and this and that and the other. Keep that nonsense behind closed doors. Don't put it out here for us to feed off of, Because if you're telling us that it's a possibility you don't believe in our star player anymore, then you basically have given carte blanche to everyone here that may feel that way or that's on the fence to now say, well, even the organization is ready to move on from him. I'm just saying, you better know what you're doing. You better know what you're doing. You ain't been in this position, John Middleton, in a long time. Now, Dave Dombrowski has in other cities or what have you. I'm just saying, you stir up a hornet's nest with Bryce Harper, and I don't know how that's going to – the trickle-down effect that's going to have with people and with players in that clubhouse and other people, the way they look at the Phillies moving forward. That's all I'm saying.
215-592-9494. I will give my opinion right after Jack tells you about the Philly formation contest.
Oh, man, everyone calls it that. Yep. Get game day ready with Miller Lite and Jameson Irish Whiskey, proud partners of the Birds. All season long, you can register at bars and restaurants across the area for the Philly formation contest. Your shot at some incredible prizes. A Birds game experience with Brent Celek, a game day party at your house hosted by me, two Weber grills, some National Appliance Warehouse, of course, plus gift cards from Acme Markets and fine wine and good spirits. And don't forget to enjoy the Philly formation drink features every Birds game day. Stop by Perky Cafe in Phoenixville for the $9.25 Miller Lite and Jameson shot special with their house-made chili, or visit Molly Maguire's in Phoenixville for their $13 special with their outstanding Irish cuisine. That's Perky Cafe and Molly Maguire's in Phoenixville, the place to be for every Birds game with Miller Lite and Jameson. For contest rules and details, visit 94WIP.com. Must be 21 or older, and as always, celebrate responsibly.
All right. Lot of what you said, I am I agree with what you're saying. Mm-hmm. I understand. Dave Dombrowski, better be careful, all those things. If there are things we don't know.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Hey, it's Show to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
Sure.
So we all noticed Bryce Harper, mood-wise, it wasn't just us. I remember having Larry Anderson on, him saying something. It doesn't seem... So all I can think about is if he is letting the fact that he does not have an extension with 6 years left on his contract affect how he is in the clubhouse, affect how he plays baseball, that is a problem. I believe that's a problem. Mm-hmm. And I would rather have Bryce Harper on the Phillies than not on the Phillies. 100%.
You'd rather have him on the Phillies happy.
Yes, but I'm not. I would rather trade Bryce Harper then give Bryce Harper an extension. If those are the only two options, I'm not, because 33 years old, he's breaking down physically.
It's money. Who cares?
Because you know who's going to care?
Yeah,
who's going to care is us. We say it's money, right?
Yeah.
One of the reasons we can't afford another star player right now is the money we're paying to Nick Castellanos, the money we're paying to Taiwan Walker, money,
mm-hmm.
money. And we have no idea if a salary cap is coming.
Sure.
So I don't want the Phillies to be in a position where they are unable. We already. If I asked you, forget about next year. Mm-hmm. If I ask you how the Bryce Harper contract is going to look in 4 or 5 years, probably bad at that point. Maybe not horrible, but probably bad. So add another 3 years and $30 million a year on top of that for a guy who's already breaking down physically. I don't want them to trade Bryce Harper. But my point would be, if this guy is not going to be happy unless they give him a contract extension, and I say to myself, I can clear that money off the books and get a guy who is as productive as Bryce Harper for the same amount of money, who is 3 years younger, who isn't... you know, mopey for an entire season because he doesn't have an extra $100 million after the organization just gave him the biggest contract at the time, biggest contract in baseball history. But he signed it.
I understand it, but everybody adjusts contracts. Everybody does.
In baseball?
In baseball or whatever. My point is, if an owner wants to do it, they'll do it.
Yes, but
if they value the player enough, they just gave Embiid a 3-year extension.
Because they had to.
No, they didn't.
Well, but it's
It is a
Joel Embiid. Joel Embiid.
No, they didn't.
Joel Embiid had 2 years left on his deal, not 6 years left on his deal.
No, my point is that his injury history, they didn't have to give him an extension.
Right, but it would have meant moving on from him.
Oh,
that's
okay.
So my point would be that I'm not saying that your comparison is wrong. What I'm saying from a baseball standpoint, baseball is not. Football is not basketball. Mm-hmm. So basketball, your best player, if you trade your best player, all of a sudden you need to completely reorganize what you're doing as a basketball team. Football, let's take the quarterback. You get rid of your quarterback, you better have a plan. A baseball player, what I saw from Bryce Harper last year was good production, and that's it. Mm-hmm. I don't see him as a leader. I don't see him as like an energizer. He was miserable all year.
Because maybe this is part of it.
Well, but then he's got to back off.
You think this is going to make him back off?
I don't know, but he hasn't backed off. We started talking about the extension 2 years ago or a year and a half ago.
I'm with you on this. My only thing is that if John Middleton, forget about Dave Dombrowski, because he could be gone in a year or two to Nashville.
Sure.
Who knows?
Like, and I don't think John Middleton, I mean, I was talking about this with Jack earlier. I don't think John Middleton wants to trade Bryce Harper.
You got to get this guy under control then. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't let Dave Dombrowski, you know, throw these things out here and it creates this storm when you got to protect that player. Well, if you plan on having him here and keeping him here, then you got to make sure this stuff doesn't happen.
I know, but that's on Bryce and his agent too. And don't forget that Scott Boras, in a lot of ways, is not part of the MLBPA. Mm-hmm. But trust me, he's on that side of it. And there is, when you have labor strife coming and you have an unknown future of how baseball is going to operate, I can't imagine a guy who is truly with 6 years left on his contract at 33 years old, who took a month off in the middle of the season because of an injury that he had the last year that he didn't do anything about, asking for more money and more years. It just seems crazy to me.
In fairness, he asked for it 2 years ago.
We have no, but my point would be if this is about the extension now.
No, I'm saying it started two years ago. Started 2 years ago.
Then I just have trouble looking at that guy and saying, as a responsible, and I agree with you. There are two ways that it's complicated. Mm-hmm. It's not simple saying, you know, just give it to him or not give it to him. There's a lot of stuff in there.
I agree with that too.
And I just wonder how much of Bryce's temperament, motivation, all of those things this year were happening because he is worried about having 3 more years in his contract in 2031.
Well, these guys are athletes. They are competitive. They're ego driven as well. This is what makes them great players. and he sees salaries that are booming around Major League Baseball for guys that they're going to be making twice as much money as he is. And he is going to, he's a potential, he's on a Hall of Fame track.
Sure.
Right? Don't you want that as an organization? We argue about this guy getting in, that guy getting in. Well, we got this guy here happy for the next 6 years. He's getting in with a Phillies cap on his head.
What?
Right? And you're going to be selling Bryce Harper jerseys, 500 home run, and all sorts of memorabilia, and you're going to celebrate him, and he's going to go on the wall, and he's going to retire his number and all that stuff. We're going to throw all that away?
No, but here's what I'd say, too. For all of the good that Bryce Harper's done in getting players here, the other way I could look at it is say, he paid all your friends, and we don't have a World Series for it. He gave Trey Turner $300 million. He gave JT Realmuto.
He's not looking at that, though. Here's the thing. And he's packing that stadium.
I know, but...
So as the owner... You don't have the trophy. I get that.
But he wasn't packing the stadium when Bryce was here and the team wasn't winning.
He was. Well, how long would it take? 2 years? 2 years after Bryce got here?
Well, COVID was the second year.
It was a COVID year.
Sure.
So you're right. He wasn't packing the stadium. I'm just saying that the way Bryce is looking at it, he's like, hold on, this stadium, you're averaging 40-something thousand people here a night. You're making a ton of money. You're making a ton of money. You're going to continue to make a ton of money.
And he's spending a ton of money.
But they're also about to shave it. They're about to shave it.
Well, sure.
So if they're not paying Schwarber, and you know what I'm saying? Like,
but I also think, and I wonder what Bryce, I don't know the answer to this. None of us know the answer to this. If I went up to Bryce and I say, all right, you have a choice. We can re-sign Kyle Schwarber, or we can give you an extension. What would you rather have?
Oh, he wants the extension.
Yeah, and that, I don't know. I don't want to trade Bryce Harper. But I'm also not terrified of trading Bryce Harper. And if the question is, give him an extension or trade him,
yeah.
I don't know.
Give it to him. What about you there, baseball kid?
Well, I would give it to him because I want him here.
What if he wanted 10 more years?
Well, that's not his answer.
Okay. All right. You'd probably give it to him.
2 to 3 more. 30 years, the extra $90 million.
What do you
that's
think?
That's nothing.
Jack, what do you
drop
think?
In the bucket.
Put the percentages. I'm asking you for two percentages. Percentage one, that Bryce Harper gets an extension before the season next year.
Well, I think that the challenge by Dombrowski could have been about the extension, saying, if you go do it, we'll give it to you. So
right.
So maybe that's what that was.
Yeah.
We'll give it to you if you proved again you're an elite player, yada, yada, yada.
I think they're actually going to wait until this labor thing is done.
That's possible, too.
Could be. So I guess like 5%?
Okay, so low. What are the chances that Bryce Harper's not a Philly opening day 2026?
I would still say like 5%.
Okay. Yeah, I think they're both low.
Something's off, weird,
or like, somebody would have shot it down.
Yeah, well, just something's fishy.
Oh, I agree there's something there. Yeah. That was strategic by Dave Dombrowski and the counter from
Boris.
Scott Boras. Yeah,
both strategic.
At first, it was brought up, I'm like, are you kidding me? Why would they trade Bryce Harper? Just in the last week or so, yes. This has become more of a realistic thing, even if it's not going to happen. But from the fact that it's being considered, it's out there.
Well, and does Dombrowski say that I'm sure he talked with Middleton about it.
You know, I would agree.
Yes,
because he's really just a semi mouthpiece for Middleton.
Yes,
on some level.
So
yes.
That's what makes it even the whole thing. I just find interesting.
Strange.
Yeah,
strange. 215-592-9494.
I gotta save all the stars in this town.
You do. Flyers.
Jesus Christ.
Flyers and 50 with Broads is coming up next.
I'm going to save Meech golf too. He better start losing weight.
Yeah, let Fatty that. You know lose a couple before
Luca Meech golf.
You can say that.
Yes,
because
I was fat.
Weight,
yeah. Yep, because I was fat. Coming up next, Flyers and 50 with Broads. Speaking of Meech golf, and when I say AJ Brown news, I'll tell you this. AJ.
Oh, God. What happened?
No.
Okay. He didn't tweet, and there's no Instagram.
No tweet, no
like,
Instagram.
Oh,
no tweet, no Instagram. Just something a little interesting.
Okay.
We will have that next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We will get to Flyers and 50 in just a second.
Shout out to Mac Miller.
May he rest in peace.
Yes, sir.
We will get to Flyers and 50 in a minute, but. Just a little, I said some A.J. Brown stuff. There's actually two A.J. Brown things.
Okay.
I didn't know about the second thing. Not a tweet, not an Instagram post.
What is a tweet?
Oh, is there?
No.
Not about him, right. The first thing is A.J. Brown didn't practice today. I saw that first from Elliot, and then I saw everybody else. He's out there, but did not practice today. A little weird. Hadn't heard anything about him on injuries. I suppose we'll see an injury report after practice, whether maybe it was just a rest day. He hasn't been overworked or anything. But and then the other thing, this is per Jimmy Kempski.
Now, hold on. So I did text Jimmy. He's making a joke off of the reaction to his last meeting thing.
So it's not real.
Bomb diffused.
Okay. All right. It was a joke that Okay.
So Jimmy, you can still read it, yeah. But before
Jimmy tweeted.
Sound the sirens.
All right. Jimmy tweeted, "I'm told AJ Brown and Big Dom had a positive conversation today, lasted a few minutes, but that was because he posted a picture of AJ Brown with Big Dom."
There you go.
Okay. So,
well, yeah, we was getting ready to go on a whole different.
Yes.
But the fact that he's not practicing is weird.
Oh, a little weird. I mean, maybe it's
a rested day.
Maintenance day for his knee.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. I hope he's okay. Like I said, not being overworked, that's for sure. Broats, are you there, buddy?
I am here. I am ready for tonight. I got one thing on my mind, that Joel Hans Embiid, and he's about to drop 40. What's up, fellas?
We have a very interesting-looking Broats today. Broats is...
I was not expecting that.
Has his gloves on, the hockey gloves, the CCMs. Got his stick all taped up, ready to play.
Stick in hand.
But also wearing a Sixers crew neck sweatshirt, a Sixers hat, and a little people don't know about Broats. There a lot of Flyers people. I'm not going to say all. A lot of Flyers people are anti-Sixers people. Mm. It exists out there. It's very sad. But Broats is not one of those people. Broats loves the Sixers, and Broats is an Embiid guy. So you are, before we get to Flyers in 50, you're a little fired up for tonight?
Are we going to see the big man operate at the nail?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, are you kidding me? A little jab step, huh? A little pump fake, a little mid-range J. Oh, my God. I've been waiting 2 years, really, for this, because last year sucked.
Yes. All right. So you're in a good place.
You got nothing for me with all that basketball terminology? I mean, you're just going to just ride by that like I don't have that in my bag of tricks?
The nail?
Well, that was good stuff.
Nail's pretty good one.
Well, nail, yeah.
I mean, come on. Is that Broach or is that J.J. Reddick on a podcast breaking down X's and O's?
All right, you're not...
He's not a big J.J. Reddick fan.
Yeah, yeah, wrong.
Well, can we get Broads board for basketball?
For basketball? Yes.
Yeah, well, I don't know. The Broads board for hockey is not that impressive.
I'm actually feeling that crew neck, though.
It's a good one.
The crew necks are making a comeback.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
Crew neck guy. Yeah.
After 20 years of hoodie, crew neck's back.
Crew necks are back.
I'll hit it, Jack.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT.
Hey, it's Joe to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
Flyers in 50 with Broads.
It was a beautiful homestand, damn it! winning 3 of 4. The only game Spike watched was a dud. It feels like that was the hockey gods just making that happen. Vladar early on so far. Ew. Shorthanded breakaways? Nothing but leather? Are you kidding me? 2-on-1s and he's flashing the pad post to post in the blue paint? Just sickening. Way better than I ever thought he'd be. But same with Owen Tippett. He's playing on fire. Just like his hair. The orange hair flowing out the bucket. This kid's scoring bingos left and right. Controversial player. Can he be consistent? Can he not? I don't know. But I know right now he's lighting the lamp more than anybody on this squad. 2 power play goals in 1 game against Seattle. 2 power play goals in 1 game for Seattle. I didn't think that was possible. Let's get the Meech golf. Big Meech. Here he is entering the zone. Stopping. You see the ice fly up in the air. Hits Zamula on the far side of the ice. Patience, patience, boys. TK backdoor, baby. Let's go, Flyers.
So I did do Bros' homework.
Okay.
And I watched Flyers Jets.
Yes.
And it was a disaster. It was one of the ugliest hockey games I've ever seen in my entire life. Is this strategy of the Jets to just muck it up and make the because it didn't seem like the Flyers could complete 2 consecutive passes without turning the puck over.
It was a rough matchup. The Jets are really, really good. I think it was a combination of the Jets were kind of suffocating you, making it ugly, and just a stinker. What, think this. It's a January Friday night. You play the Charlotte Hornets on the road. It's a dead building. You know, it's just like, ugh, man, we lost by 40 to the Charlotte Hornets. What the hell happened? You chalk it up. You move to the next night. Just one of those, maybe.
All right. So Flyers 3-2-1, 7 points, 5th place in the Metropolitan Division. Has the good homestand. Now, we were talking before the season. You said, no playoffs, no playoffs. Don't have any defensemen. The 2 they have stink.
No, we're making the playoffs, Broads.
Are you rethinking it at all, Broads?
I don't want to get emotionally tied to these games, but you know how I am. I don't know. I mean, listen, all jokes aside, if they have a goalie, like, I don't know, Vladar from a distance never did anything like this. And if he plays like this all year long, then having a goalie changes everything. It's like having a quarterback, like Jalen. You have the quarterback, then everything's good to go. We need the goalie. So the goalie changes it all. And I got to say, Sanheim rocking 27 minutes a night. Talk about a horse. I mean, this guy's a horse just logging minutes against the top premier lines of the other squad. Woo!
I just love the lingo.
Yeah.
I do. It's a lot there. It's a lot for me to shift through.
How's Fatty looking?
Fatty? So Fatty had his best game against Seattle.
Okay.
It took him a little while. Tocchet benched him for a good 13 minutes of the third period in that win in Minnesota, I believe. These games are kind of, yeah, I believe that was the Minnesota game on Saturday night. Benched him for a good 13 minutes or so in the third. He said, I got to go with the 9 guys that are playing good. So Tocchet's not afraid, but I did finally see, actually, it was my Broads board play that I wanted to show you.
Yeah,
so
go ahead.
That's a good, yeah, please. All right. So this is what we got here for the Broads board. Our handy dandy offensive zone with a little bit of some neutral zone play here.
Okay.
So Fatty's got the puck on the right side of the wall here.
That's me, Scott.
Two defensemen. So he enters the zone and he carries the D-man with him. He's got the puck on his stick, but he stops to create space. As you get Dvorak driving the net, that draws the second D-man with him. Well, what do you know? Here's Zamula, third guy high, was seed, a legitimate seed from Michkov. And Zamula goes to the far post, and so does TK for a little bit. Backdoor tap in, baby, and the Xfinity Mobile Arena goes nuts. That is a strong hockey play right there. That's basic stuff. That's stuff that you see in the textbook in the dictionary on how to enter a zone. So, that's it right there.
So you're saying they manipulated the D and then went backdoor?
That's correct.
Okay, all right.
They manipulated the D and went backdoor.
Okay. Wow. Just want to make sure.
Yep. Slapped it in.
We love a slapping.
Broads, before you go, would you like to give a prediction for tonight's Sixers-Celtics game to sort of tie it all in a bow here?
Sure. Do you know the line? Because I don't.
Celtics are 1.5 point favorites or 2 point
favorites. That's Sixers line.
Yeah.
That's a Sixers line, baby. I'm going Sixers money line. Honestly, I think VJ Edge. Do you have 25 minutes?
No.
Because I can.
No.
Okay.
Just one prediction. So.
Sixers win. I'll keep it simple. Sixers win.
Okay. Broads, when are you on WIP again?
Tomorrow after Thursday night football, and then Friday after you guys.
All right.
There you go.
Broads, we love you. I love the outfit today. Love the Broads board.
Good job, brother.
A-plus all around. Follow him on Broads81 on Twitter. Broads, thank you so much, buddy.
Love it.
Of course. And Ike, man, that top five at five yesterday, holy hell.
Yeah, that was a popular one.
Holy hell. That was phenomenal.
Thank you, buddy. Fritz in there. Yeah.
Yeah. Have a good one, fellas.
All right, bro. 215-592-9494. That was a good one from Broads. I thought it was a very solid Broads appearance.
It was, man. Look at that. He took advantage of that extra time.
Yes, absolutely.
Look at that.
Speaking of solid, you head over to Colonial Hyundai of Downingtown. The deal you're going to get on a brand new Hyundai is not just solid. It is excellent. The cars are John Ashdell. Doesn't want to be just known as solid. Wants to know that when you head in there, and this is till October 31st, walk around the lot of Colonial. You can find deals all over the place. How about this? Again, just till October 31st, drive away in a brand new Hyundai Palisade, a brand new Hyundai Santa Fe, or the award-winning Tucson for just $199 a month. This is only happening at Colonial. Also only happening at Colonial is the amount you're going to get for your trade. Everybody knows they give you more than anybody else, but they guarantee $6,500 for your trade no matter what condition it's in. When you drive away in that brand new Hyundai, it's with Hyundai Assurance and America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain with Hyundai Assurance. As I've said three times, but I don't want you to forget, get in there by October 31st. Colonial Hyundai, Route 30 in Downingtown, online at ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the fast, easy, better way to buy a Hyundai. In-stock vehicles only. Lease tier one credit through HMF. 10,000 miles a year. 10% down plus first payment, tax, and fees. See dealer for full details. Well, the Flyers winning 3 out of 4.
How about that?
Not bad at all.
Hey, man. AFC is in reach.
It is. 3 points out of the playoffs, I believe, at this moment. 215.
A week into the season.
Yep. Yes. Well.
Keep tabs on it, man.
Right. I'm not letting them off the hook with the no playoffs.
I agree.
How many years are you just not going to make the playoffs?
Are you kidding me?
Everybody talks about the process. They didn't make the playoffs for 3 years. That was it. And then made the playoffs every year after that.
It's true.
So
we only missed the playoffs for 3 years.
Yes.
Yeah, all that bitching. Yeah. Everyone did.
Yeah. As soon as Ben played.
You know what? It wasn't that we just missed the playoffs for 3 years. It's the amount of losing that happened.
Yeah, it was a lot of losing.
What would you rather have? A top three pick where the Flyers done is pick like 8-12. Like, come on.
Right.
Oh, I'm with you. They should have tanked. But they were never going to do that.
In this city?
215-592-9494. Corey at Columbus, you're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Hey, man. Bro's one of the best, man. We got it. Look. So I got an idea for Jack, you know, because Chuck, whenever he get on here, man, that's must hear radio. We got to do a top 5 or 5 caller rant, you know, or caller arguments, because whenever Chuck get on here, man, he be having me dying.
Yeah, well, Chuck, what brings out the best out of Chuck is actually bad stuff. You know, when they win, right. Chuck sounds great. But when Chuck is angry about something, that is when Chuck shines.
That's when it'd be funny.
Yep. Didn't need to call me names, though. But anyway, go ahead.
I'm angry about something. Look, I didn't want to have to do this. You know, I didn't want to have to roll out this plan. You know, I was going to wait till later, but I'm ready for A.J. Brown to go, man. Look. Huh? I'm not sacrificing. You heard me. I ain't sacrificing no Super Bowl or none of that. Obviously, this season, but I'm ready. You know, I'm ready to put my vision out there for draft as a receiver out of Ohio State. You know,
oh, God.
I didn't want to roll it out yet.
He's not eligible this year, is he?
Nah, but we got Carnell Tate. He a bad brother. We got one every year. You
know? Oh, that's true. That's true. That's true.
Puka.
Yeah.
Garrett Wilson, we got somebody every year, So it's like, I don't want to get too far into it yet, but it's like, A.J. Brown, like, dog, I'm tired of you, man. Every week is crying. Every week is something like, I know you went through your stuff or whatever. Like, I'm not going to talk about that, but it's like, you got to go talk to somebody, man. You got to get this figured out. Like, I don't know if you need to talk to the coach. You don't talk to the quarterback, so that we know that's not going to happen, right?
Right.
So we at a point right now where it's like I don't know what this dude wants. Like it's like every week is something. He gonna probably next time he talk probably say, "Oh man, that's nothing." Like he like to spin it. I'm tired of this conversation every week. National media talking about it. Like, now you're not practicing. That could be injury. Like, you know, we don't know what it is yet. I don't want to speculate recklessly like, you know, my Uncle OG did. Like, I don't want to do that. But it's like, you out here, and it's always something with this guy, man. It's like, damn, can you just be happy? Be 5-2. We got the Giants on Sunday. You know, it's a revenge game. Paul Wall, you know, Bubba Sparks coming to the crew. You know, we want to take care of them. But now we got to talk about you. You being upset. You want to make it about you all the time. Like, damn. Like, can we fix the team? Can we get the offense flowing consistently? You always bitching, bro. I'm tired of this guy. And I don't, like I said, I love Jalen. And I ain't even going to make this about a Jalen thing. But it's like, dog, you always want to, oh, it's not the coaches. It's not this. It's not that. But you always want to point it at him, right? It's always him. But it's like, dude, you come here, right? You was in Tennessee losing, right? Vrabel got fired or whatever it was with him. So that's your coach. You love him so much. Tennessee moved. And that might have been a mistake, but y'all wasn't winning with Tannehill. Derrick Henry was getting 80 carries a game. But now it's a problem here, right? You was on offense. Now you came with Hurts. We was giving you the ball, make you feel like, you know, you was the greatest ever. You know, we didn't win. Saquon come, we running the football. You know, we try to get it figured out. Now you got some points, right? The offense got to be better. Everybody agree with that. But we don't want to hear from you every day, post pictures and crying and all that stuff. We don't want none of that, man. We trying to win a Super Bowl. And you know what I'm saying? We going to do it with you or without you. You know what I'm saying? Like, we done it before. We've been to 3 Super Bowls in the Howie era, Jeffrey Lurie era, 4 Super Bowls in the Howie, Jeffrey Lurie era. So we'll get there again with or without you. You know what I'm saying? So we need to look at these trades. If you don't want to be here, dog, like, just let us know. We'll get it figured out because that's what we do in green. You know, we figure it out. That's all.
Wow. Well,
make sure let me give you my thing too as a kid.
Oh
right?
Yeah, what'd you do stupid when you were a kid?
Hey, yo, this was wild, dog. Like, this was wild. Hey, man, like, I used to change people's grades, you know, in the
Oh, like on report cards?
Nah, yeah. So like, no, you know, in the test, you pass the test to the end.
Yeah.
I would, hey, man, you pop, if somebody had beef with, hey, bro, you put A, not F. Hey, man.
Would change the grades bad? I thought you were doing like a service for kids.
I would change their answers on the test if they was tripping. Like, if I had a problem with you, when I
How'd you get
the
their
test?
Yeah, how'd you get the test?
Because you know when the teacher be like, fly the test to the end, I'm going to come down the aisle and collect it. Okay. So I would plan. Okay.
Dude, that is
That's
bad.
Diabolical.
Yeah. There could be some guy homeless at some point now because he got a bad grade on the test because of you.
Hey, that's why I know it's wild. That's why I said, yo, this is wild, yo.
Wow. I don't think I've... That could be why my grades weren't high enough.
Because you had a Corey?
Somebody was hating on me, yeah.
That's right.
It could have been a Corey.
I knew I was smart.
Maybe it was an Ohio thing. Maybe it is an Ohio.
It is Ohio thing.
I've never heard that before. I thought what he was going to say was kids would come up to him and say, hey, I got this bad report card. Could you change the grade and make it look better?
Right.
But not that he was changing kids' answers so they would get worse grades on the test.
Yeah.
That is bad.
I certainly tried to change a grade and it didn't work.
Yeah, yeah. On your own report card? Yeah. I think everybody's done that.
Yeah.
Except Jack, maybe. Jack, did you do that?
I can't imagine him getting good grades in school.
Nah, strictly B's. B minus. Well, I was in the lower level classes, easier to pass.
You're like me. We're athletes.
Yeah, I don't have time for that nonsense.
Man, you kidding me?
Dude, all I thought about at school was sports. Come on, man. I don't have time
girls.
For that. Well,
you
had Jill.
No, only one girl.
Yeah,
only one.
Thought about Jill.
Just locked in.
Oh, you thought about Jill.
Locked in since first grade, pal.
She was a better athlete, too.
She's a good athlete.
She got a better work ethic than you.
Well, I don't know about that.
If I had a bet on one of the two of you as an athlete, if there was an athlete challenge right now, if it wasn't you versus DeCamera, it was you versus Jill, I would bet on Jill.
Yeah, I mean, listen, she's a good athlete. I think lacrosse, right? Lacrosse and field hockey.
Okay.
And I think we both were 3 years varsity at each of our sports. So
3 years?
Varsity! And the one coach who we don't need to talk about, she had a problem with the Thaddeus family, you know, and she was sabotaging Jill because of her sisters before her. So, a lot of politics.
Conspiracy,
absolute
man.
Fraud.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is celebrating their 44th anniversary with an up to 70% sale on diamond jewelry and more, now through Saturday in-store only. How are you viewing the Bryce Harper trade stuff that's out there? There's something there or there's nothing there. 66.8% saying there's nothing there.
That oh, really?
Yeah, just like AJ's perfectly happy. Yeah,
yeah. Oh, really?
There's definitely something there.
Yeah, there's definitely something
there. News for the 68% there. Coming up next, Brian Baldinger joins us to talk about the Eagles. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Show to camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.